This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Picture dozens of eager young singers, days of intense sing-offs, a final gala, a chance to perform with a musical legend, and win money. No, not the latest reality TV talent hunt. It's Operalia, an annual tournament to discover the next generation of opera stars. Here is Day to Day diva Karen Grigsby Bates.
Plácido Domingo is known the world over for his voice. And for his work as general director of the Washington and Los Angeles opera companies. But in recent years, he's become known for spotting and supporting opera's future stars. Domingo founded Operalia 12 years ago. It's a competition for young opera singers, and it's designed to bring them to the attention of music professionals. Mark Swed is a classical music critic for the Los Angeles Times. He says this is why Operalia matters.
Domingo has put his name and his power behind it, and not only is he probably the world's most celebrated opera singer and most powerful one, he runs two major opera companies. He's a conductor. He has a lot to say about who gets on stage and performs, and if somebody especially performs with him, they get noticed.
And that chance to be connected to Plácido Domingo draws top talent from around the world. José Domingo, Plácido's oldest son, is the producer of Operalia 2004.
This year we had 362 candidates from 53 different countries, which we managed to narrow down to 42 contestants from 20 different countries.
Operalia really is an international competition. It's held in a different country each year. In the past, it's been to Paris, Madrid, Tokyo, and Hamburg. This year, the United States is hosting Operalia at the Walt Disney Concert Hall in downtown Los Angeles. This day, several contestants are going through sound checks in preparation for their evening performance. Talent competitions are all the rage these days, so those of us with untutored ears might be forgiven for thinking that Operalia is a classy version of American Idol. But Mark Swed says that's just flat wrong. These are not opera wannabes waiting to be discovered.
These are singers who are out there who have a promising career and are ready for a very major next step. I mean, they're just starting out, but they have the chops.
Take Ekaterina Gubanova, the buxom 25-year-old with the lusty laugh and green eyes, says she was always asked not to sing as a child in her native Russia.
I never sang. I never was given any solos because my voice was just scary. Even my speaking voice when I was a kid. Music teachers used to say that, shouldn't you take her to a doctor to check her vocal cords? Because it was sandy, sandy.
So Ekaterina studied classical piano. As a college student, she went on to direct choir groups. Sometimes she grew impatient with their singing.
And there were sopranos there with whom I was not satisfied, and I just showed them how I wanted that particular phrase to sound.
So she sang it for them, and to everyone's amazement, what came out was a powerful, velvety mezzo-soprano. That inspired Ekaterina to begin studying opera. 6 years later, she's at Operalia. It still amazes her.
Every morning I wake up and I'm still wondering, why did it happen to me?
The competition's pace doesn't leave much time for that kind of introspection, though. There were other performers waiting in the wings, like Octavio Moreno. Like Ekaterina, he didn't start out wanting to sing opera. Octavio wanted to sing mariachi and resisted his voice teacher's attempts to make him sing opera at school. He changed his mind when he heard a classmate sing Figaro from The Barber of Seville.
And I say, oh, I want to sing that. And my teacher say, well, if you want to sing that, you have to sing opera. Okay, let's sing opera.
That change of heart is what José Domingo wants young audiences to feel, and he says it's young singers such as Octavio Moreno and Ekaterina Gubanova who will help.
you can fill up a room with 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds, and for them to be at close range and listen to what these human beings, these artists, are able to produce with their body, with their voice, you have to admire that.
This Saturday evening, the 10 Operelia finalists will leave the intimacy of the Disney Hall to go to the much larger Dorothy Chandler Pavilion. There, dressed in full formal regalia, they'll perform before a large crowd, projecting their voices over a pit with a 60-piece orchestra. There's $175,000 in prize money for the winners and the opportunity to sing later in concert with Plácido Domingo. And even if it's not American Idol, there is a People's Choice winner selected by audience members. But, José Domingo says, just being at Operelia is the real prize, since past participants have gone on to sing with major companies.
Maybe it's a shortcut for them, you know, it's a shortcut whereby they get to places faster. And you don't have to be a winner. I think all 42 of these singers who are here are winners already.
For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.